Oh, Hello, fellow Biafrans. Good evening, wherever you are. Welcome to today's edition of the program. My name is Uche Mefo from the studios of Radio Biafra here in London. Wherever you are, whatever part of the world you are, you're welcome to this program. Please tell your friends and family and all lovers of freedom, wherever they are, to tune in to Radio Biafra live broadcast for the 2nd of October 2013. Radio Biafra is continuing its work. We are not relenting. We thank all Biafrans, wherever they are, all friends of Biafra, all lovers of freedom, who have been steadfast in the Biafra Restoration Project. We thank you wherever you are. We welcome you again once more to this edition of the program. You can get Radio Biafra live broadcast from our website, www.radiobiafra.co, or www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org or peopleofbiafra.org. You can also get us via Skype. Today, as a matter of fact, you can only contribute to the program through Skype because we have not set up our phone. Our phone lines are not available today, so you can only reach us via Skype. If you want to call, you call the Skype line. But that's not now, because we are going to read the news first of all before we start accepting your calls. Once again, my name is Uche Mefo. We urge you to tell your friends and family members and all of us of freedom and justice across the world to tune in to this all-important broadcast. I am happy to say that I am joined with Carol Monde from London here, and I will want Carol to say good evening to our listeners. Carol, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good evening, Ucha, and good evening to the Brethrens worldwide. Like we say, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to the world, to all our Brethrens and friends of Brethren out there.
Thank you, Carol. And I'm joined also by the director of Radio Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu. He is on an important assignment, and we are not privileged to discuss it on air. But I'm also delighted to tell you that the director, Nnamdi Kanu, is going to read the news for us this evening. But before he does that, I will want to go to him to say hello to our listeners. Director?
Thank you very much. It's a wonderful people of Biafra, wherever you may be. Once again, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those of you who are in the Far East. As Uche rightly said, the host of this program, this very name, you have asked us to go and do something for Biafra. That's exactly what we are doing. We are not relenting, but unfortunately, that assignment we're undertaking means that we cannot disclose our location for now, and that is why we cannot run Radio Biafra from where I am presently located, because we wouldn't want to give very much away. But we are welcoming you on this day, the 2nd day of October in the year of our Lord 2013. As you just said, I will kindly read out the news for the Biafran people, whatever they are, please. And the headlines representing to you without further hesitation is that the presidency not should wait till 2019, says Babatope. We are also reporting that Wabweze, Okoromu, and 11 others named as members of Goodluck Jonathan's committee, and also Don Sack of the Naval, NPC chair, and begged Jonathan, that is the Nigerian Population Commission, begging Jonathan not to sack the evil man. His name is Odumegwu for speaking the truth. We are also reporting from Solomon Lah, the former governor of Plateau State and the stalwart of the PDP, that Nigeria will not break up debt past challenges. The news about the imminent collapse of the zoo is reverberating, and people are coming out to speak in his defense. And we are also reporting this very evening on the 2nd of October that Nigerian students are held in Moscow. They are held in Russia. Moscow is the capital of Russia. They are held during a fracas at the embassy there. Ohanian wants equal representation for the six zones. And finally, that good luck Jonathan sets up National Conference Committee, which is where we'll start news in greater detail. President Goodluck Jonathan has announced the setting up of an advisory committee to establish modalities for a national conference aimed at resolving issues that currently cause friction in the body. At Independent Day broadcast, President Goodluck Jonathan said that the committee, which will have Dr. Femi Okoromu as its chairperson and Dr. Akiru Ndabawa as its secretary, is expected to complete its assignment within 1 month. He is addressed with fellow Nigerians. Our decision has taken cognizance of suggestions over the years by well-meaning Nigerians on the need for a national dialogue on the future of our beloved country. When there are issues that constantly stoke tension and bring about friction, it makes perfect sense for the interested parties to come together to discuss it. In demonstration of my abound belief in the positive power of dialogue in charting the way forward, I have decided to set up an advisory committee whose mandate is to establish the modalities for a dialogue or national conference. In other words, people have bowed to pressure and is setting up a national conference headed by a Yoruba man. That is what they always do. Yoruba people called for it. They have gotten what they wished for. We are also reporting today that a foreign minister of transportation chief, Ebenezer Mbonsakwe, has backed Jonathan's 2015 bid, asking the North to wait until 2019 for their term. Also, a former governor of the old Anambra State, Dr. Chukwuma Ezeifa, has said that Jonathan is a tool in the hands of God to implement God's design for Nigeria. He said Jonathan's tolerance, cool-headedness, fear of God, and respect for people and the constitution had neutralized Boko Haram violence in Nigeria. He just spoke during the state's 17th anniversary public lecture organized by the Bayelsa State Government in Yenagoa on Monday. President Goodluck Jonathan has approved the membership and terms of reference of the Federal Government Advisory Committee on National Dialogue or Conference. A chance statement on Tuesday night in Abuja by the Russian Senator and Empowerment named the senior advocate of Nigeria, Professor Ben Wabese, as one of the 13 members of the committee, headed by Femi Okoromu. Others are Dr. Akiru Ndabawa, secretary, the former Nigerian ambassador to the United States, Professor George Obiozo, Senator Kairat Wadede, Senator Timothy Adudu, Colonel Tony Niam, Professor Funke Adebayo, Dr. Myron Amshi, Dr. Abubakar Sadiq Al-Hadi, Dauda Malam Zuhari Bello, and Mr. Tony Orante. The committee, which has 1 month within which to conclude its assignment, will be inaugurated by Jonathan at the State House on October the 7th. A non-governmental organization, NGO, International Network on Intercultural Dialogue, has called on President Goodluck Jonathan to use the pressure to sack the National Population Commission, MPC Chairman Chief President Odumegwu. 24 commissioners in the MPC had recently demanded Odumegwu sack. The president of the organization, Mr. Chris Achebe, made the call yesterday in Onitsha, Anambra State, while reacting to the commissioner's demand. Achebe.
Yeah, it seems we have lost director. It seems we have lost him. We will continue with the news. One of the important news here is that President Goodluck Jonathan has eventually constituted the committee for the national conference. It appears we are rejoined by the director. Director, are you there with us?
Yes, I am back. Yes, the line went off internally, as you can imagine. We are calling from a part of the world where things are not entirely stable. I shall proceed from where I stopped. And he went on to say, we are reporting on a non-governmental NGO International Network on Dialogue, who is now calling on President Goodluck Jonathan not to yield to the pressure to sack the National Population Commission NPC Chairman Chief Justice Odumegwu. He said, it has come to my knowledge that whatever a sensitive political position is occupied by Labour man, revisionist and tribal bigots who syndicate campaign of calumny to remove him. A good example is that of Professor Martin Nagy, a professor of international repute and the architect of Jonathan's roadmap to power reform. Nagy was unceremoniously sacked as the power minister through frivolous petitions of alleged conflict of interest after he had disclosed his interest in the geometric power of negotiation known to the whole world, and which he put into blind trust before assuming office as power minister. This is the comment of Mr. Chris Archibald, who is speaking as a member of a non-governmental organization, International Network on Intercultural Dialogue, reacting to the petition written by Yoruba people, always stating the sacking of an evil minister, that is what they do, the same way they are calling for the sacking of Ukonji one. We draw on to report this evening that the pioneer chairman of the PDP, Chief Solomon Lah, has expressed optimism that despite Nigeria's current travails, it should still remain a united and indivisible entity. Lah, in his message on Nigeria's return independence and battery, said he was present with part of his impression of yet another independence and battery. Lah spoke in a statement by the Executive Secretary, Mr. Mejo Adeji. The ex-PDP chairman said, it is a great privilege for me to be part of the digital independence ambassador of our great nation, Nigeria. For me and those of us who witnessed the glories of the Union Jack and the hosting of Nigeria National Flag, we have every reason to rejoice. This is a direct quote from Solomon Lah. Our experience as a nation in the past 53 years may not be all that palatable. It is worth thanking God Almighty. The process of national building is not a great business, but a complex one. More than faith building, we as a nation have really done well, and there is hope for a greater and better tomorrow. I am struggling to understand the country that this man from online is referring to. It is insane. We are telling him his wife of the man. We are reporting this in Moscow that Moscow police have detained 16 Nigerian students accused of smashing furniture inside their country's embassy, reportedly in anger over unpaid grants. The 16 suspects were removed from the embassy building at the request of Nigerian staff, Russia's Interior Ministry told local news media. All of them are enrolled at colleges of higher education in Russia, is added. Other African students in Russia have protested in the past over their home country's failure to pay their grants. The 16 students arrested in Moscow face administrative charges, the Interior Ministry said. And finally, we are reporting that the ethnic sociocultural organization of Igbo or an ethnic will yet say, the National Conference has a matter of studies. Ohanaeze was, however, put to set the modality for the conference, saying the six geopolitical zones of the country should be represented by some number of people. The people went further to recommend that the talk on top of the agenda of the conference will be for the country to address 8 or 6 geopolitical zones only, and not by state that it is presently obtained. This is the news we are bringing to you today on the 2nd of October in the year of 2013. A day that marks a victory not just for Radio Biafra, not just for listeners of this wonderful radio station, but also for the entirety of Biafra family across the world. When good Lord Jonathan and the power that be in the two have outraged and finally collapsed the thoughts of one individual country and the embraced national conference. What it means is that Nigeria is now on the path towards disintegration. Nigeria is heading towards legal disintegration. And we all welcome it. Nigeria is finished as we know it. These days, as Goodluck Jonathan announced to the world that the convocation of a sovereign national conference is something of national importance. From this day, Nigeria is no more. And we must take credit for this, because if we wait for our enemies to give us credit, they will not give us credit for this. We must take credit for what we have been able to accomplish. They are trying to stop us from doing what we are here to do. They want to stop us from getting the appearance by convoking this conference. Nigeria is on its way to total disintegration. Our host, HMFR, I now hand over to you.
Thank you very much, Director. Thank you for that wonderful news and the brief analysis. Unfortunately, your line was not very clear. I'm not sure if everybody heard it, but we will be recapping. We will be touching on these headlines as we go along.
Yes, Uche, I can confirm to you very clearly that my voice was well heard, from my monitors here, it was well received. It is very, very clear. I can tell you that. It is very, very clear. You may now proceed. If I have any issue to contribute upon, I shall do so later. Let all our listeners tonight, this morning, this afternoon, wherever you are on this planet Earth, it's a day we have made one giant step forward. Because at last, Nigeria have acknowledged that it cannot continue the way it is. And Hanese is saying that basically we must prevail based on geopolitical zones, which means that the attack is here to stay. We must rejoice this very day. Our march is relentless. Our mission will be accomplished. I have been sent by the message and it must be fulfilled. Because God is with us. Because God himself is in Biafra. And his name is Chibu Abiam. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Director. Thank you. We will continue with the broadcast as usual. This is Radio Biafra. If you are just tuning in, this is Radio Biafra, live broadcast from London. My name is Uche Mefo. I'm your host for today. And I'm ably joined by Carol Monde, who is waiting patiently. We want to recap what we have said before. If you are to call in today to contribute to this program, you have to call our Skype line. You have to use this Skype because we do not have a dedicated phone line for you to make that contribution. You can access this live broadcast from our website, www.radiobiafra.co or www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org or peopleofbiafra.org. You can also access this from YouTube. We can confirm that it is live on YouTube, so you can access it from there as well. Welcome to the program once more, wherever you are. We welcome you. Whichever part of the world you are, we urge you to remain steadfast. Carol, are you there with me? Can I ask you to give us your perspective on what you have heard?
Yes, Uche, I'm here. I actually had trouble hearing the director himself going over it, but I understood that his last comment was that they've conceded really, that they've accepted that Nigeria is in a mess.
Yes.
And that it's a good day really for us. It's a celebrating day because we know now that they've actually admitted to themselves that there's a problem there, which was half the battle for us, I think. And that Biafra will stand. You know, they and also read that how they've, you know, they've made this pastor speak for the Igbo people. And I really urge that the director puts himself in the position. If they want a perspective on Biafra, I think we should encourage him to give us that give them his perspective.
Do you mean the director going to attend the national conference?
Yeah. Why not?
Well, for me, I would say, why should he? Because for
why most, should he? Yeah, we need to send our own. There needs to be a voice from Biafra. I do think, don't you think?
Yes, the only voice from Biafra will be stronger when Nigeria calls for how we are going to get our total independence. If Nigeria wants negotiation on how we are going to be on our own, will not hesitate to go for it.
Yes.
But this national conference has a lot of implications in the sense that a national conference from legal point of view does not confer any right. It is not binding. Whatever decision that is reached is not binding on the parties involved. The government can accept or reject it. They can decide to modify it. They can decide not to implement it.
Yes,
but a sovereign national conference is the one that has legal status. I mean, it has legal backing. That if it is sovereign, it means that there is no authority within that country that will challenge the decisions made in that sovereign conference.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, sorry to cut you there. I just had received a message from director saying if we can recap through the news, because I'm gathering that a lot of people are calling in saying that they had lots of trouble hearing him because he sounded as if he was underwater. in fact. So it was quite a bad line, I think.
Yes, we will do it. I confirmed it to him, but it appeared he was in a better position to say. He said he was hearing his voice. Anyway, we want to recap the news so that people will understand where we're coming from. One of our headlines is that Nigerian students held at Moscow embassy. Moscow police has detained 16 Nigerian students accused of smashing furniture inside their country's embassy, reportedly in anger over unpaid grants. The 16 suspects removed from the embassy building at the request of Nigerian staff of the Russia's interiors, told the local media. All of them are enrolled at colleges of higher education in Russia, it added. Other African students in Russia have protested in the past over their home country's failure to pay their grants. So this is, in a nutshell, what this headline is telling us. It is telling us that Nigerian students studying in Russia are protesting against Nigerian embassy, in fact, Nigerian government, for not paying their student grants. And what the question we are asking is there anything at all that can come from Nigeria? Only those who believe in one Nigeria will accept that. There is nothing good that can come from Nigeria. Nigeria cannot even pay their workers. Nigeria cannot even sponsor any meaningful project, not to talk of paying students to their grants to in order to study abroad. Most importantly, it is very important to put this in perspective, that these grants we are talking about may have been pocketed by embassy staff of Nigeria in Moscow, in Russia, because that is what they do. They divert funds meant for meaningful projects into private pockets. If the Nigerian government has the balls, if they have the guts to investigate, a lot of things are going to come out. Surely, we assure you, as Biafrans, as we are always being, that Nigeria is imploding. Nigeria is full of corruption. Nigeria corrupts anything that it comes in contact with. The second headline reads...
Would you like me to read the second headline for you?
Okay, go ahead.
Yes. I can read the headlines for you and then we can recap through. The second headline, Presidency North should wait till 2019, says Babatope. A former Minister of Transportation, Chief Ebenezer Babatope, has backed Jonathan's 2015 bid, asking the North to wait until 2019 for their turn. Also, a former governor of the old Anambra state, Dr. Chukwa Emeka, Izivi, has said President Jonathan is a tool in the hands of God to implement God's designs for Nigeria. He said Jonathan's tolerance, cool-headedness, fear of God and respect for people and their constitution had neutralized Boko Haram's violence in Nigeria. The duo spoke during the state's 17th anniversary public lecture organized by the Belize state government in Yenago on Monday. I'll go over to the next headline and then we'll recap. the next headline, Uwabazi and Ukunumu and 11 other named members, President Goodluck Jonathan has approved the membership and terms of reference of the Federal Government's Advisory Committee on National Dialogue Conference. A terse statement on Tuesday night in Abuja by the Secretary to the Government of the Federation, Senator Anib Pius Anim, named a senior advocate of Nigeria, Professor Ben Nobuzi, as one of the 13 members of the committee, headed by the Senator Femi Ukunumu. Others are, I think it's a Yoruba name, isn't it? Others are Dr. Aklu Inudaba, Secretary, a former Nigerian ambassador to the United States, Professor George Obuzu, Senator Kahiji Gudabi, Senator Timothy Adudu, Colonel Tony Nyam, retired, Professor Funiki Adobe, Dr. Mario Abishi, Dr. Obubaka Sadiki, Algeri, Dowdy Burma, Balam Buhura Bello, and Mr. Tony Uanta. The committee, which has 1 month within which to conclude its assignment, will be inaugurated by Jonathan at the State House on October the 7th. And for the next headline, don't sack Odumegwu. Odumegwu, yes. Don't sack Odumegwu. NPC chair group begs Jonathan. A non-governmental organization, NGO, International Network on Intercultural Dialogue, has called on President Goodluck Jonathan not to yield to pressure to sack the National Population Commission, NPC, Chairman Chief Festus Odumegwu. 24 commissioners in the NPC have recently demanded Odumegwu's sack. The president of the organization, Mr. Chris Agudu, made the call yesterday in Onatia, an Anambra state, while reacting to the commissioner's demand. Agudu said those calling for Odumegwu's sack were those who did not wish Nigeria well and wanted the country to remain backward without a credible standard headcount. And that's the end of the news headlines.
Thank you, Carol.
We can recap now.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Carol. For those, Carol has immensely tried her best to contribute to move Biafra Restoration Project forward. And we all know what she has been doing. Of course, we have to recap some of the news because of some vernaculars here. The pronunciation of names, we understand people may not understand it from where she read, but she is a Biafra more than we all, because she has done marvelously well. She has sacrificed her family's comfort. She has done all she could to make sure that Biafra is once again put on the world stage. So we are getting the news reporting that President Goodluck Jonathan has approved the membership and terms of reference of the Federal Government's Advisory Committee on National Dialogue through a conference. A test statement on Tuesday night in Abuja by the Secretary to the Government of the Federation, Senator Ayim Pius Ayim, named a senior advocate of Nigeria, Professor Ben Nwabuze, as one of the 13 members of the committee headed by Senator Femi Okuromo. Others are Dr. Akilu Ndabawa, Secretary. Dr. Akilu Ndabawa is the Secretary, a former Nigerian ambassador to the United States, Professor George Obiozo, Senator Kairat Gwadobe, Senator Timothy Adudu, Colonel Tony Nyam, retired, Professor Funke Adebayo, Dr. Mairo Amshi, Dr. Abubakar Sadiq, Alhaji Dauda Bauma, Malam Buhari Bello, and Mr. Tony Uranta. These are the men that have made it to the committee list for the national conference. They call it National Dialogue. But we all know what Nigerian government is doing. This is another round of conference through which they will siphon funds meant for the ordinary people. But for us, Biafrans, the question is, what is the implication for us? For me and for a number of people, there is no need for us to go for a national conference. All we have to do is to continue to pursue the restoration of Biafra. Because without Biafra, we are nowhere. National Conference has no added value to Biafrans. It is, in fact, and rather, a continued subjugation of Biafrans to all manner of humiliation, economic emasculation, deprivation of their natural right to self-determination, and all other things that may come with it. And as usual, we have the usual culprits, Professor Ben Nwabueze, who has benefited immensely in Nigerian project. The same with Senator Pius Anyim. These are people the Igbos, the Biafrans are looking up to represent their interest. But unfortunately, they have turned out to be the people the Nigerian government are using to destabilize the Biafran land, to destabilize the Igbos, to make our land ungovernable. They have soiled their hands in so many atrocities, and that is why they are being called as members of the committee, together with their counterparts in northern part of Nigeria, the murderous northern Hausa Fulanis and Yoruba oligarchy, to recommend to the Nigerian government on the ways of continuing subjugation of Biafrans in the contraption in the zoo called Nigeria. But we Biafrans are moving forward. There is no surrender, there is no retreat, and there is no accepting any national conference, not even a sovereign national conference. It is total and outright restoration of Biafra for us Biafrans. And that is why Radio Biafra has been on air, has embarked on ambitious and aggressive pursuit of the restoration of Biafra, uniting Biafrans from around the world, wherever they are, and calling them to a higher purpose, a higher purpose of standing shoulder to shoulder with their fellow Biafrans all over the world, to demand from the international community, to demand from their respective governments, their respective host governments, to support the Biafra Restoration Project. And together, we will all move with our transmitter, which we expect going to be installed, God's willing, to begin the final onslaught against Nigerian government for them to give us and restore our Biafra. But we must make no mistake about it. The greater percentage of the job, 99% of the job, lies with Biafrans. It will depend on how steadfast we are. Restoration of Biafra will depend on how sincere we are. Restoration of Biafra will be anchored on how serious, how committed we are in the restoration project. It will depend on how and to what extent we are able to unite around the truth. It will depend on how we are able to uphold this truth and defend it. The truth that we are a people. The truth that there was a country. The truth that millions of people have died because of the name Biafra. A truth that they have gave their lives so that we may live. The truth that every Biafran must conduct his own businesses, conduct his own affairs, both privately and publicly, with clean hands. The truth that when you see your brother doing something wrong, when you see your sister doing something wrong, when you see your father, your mother doing something wrong, you must stand up to them and tell them that what they are doing is wrong. The truth that when somebody does something good, you praise him or her. But when they do something bad, you stand up against them in equal measures. That is the spirit of Biafra. That is the spirit with which we are going. Biafra is going to be God's own country on earth, because God has ordained Biafra. And God has been moving. God has been directing the affairs of Biafran people who are seeking Biafra in truth and honesty. If your hands are not clean, then Biafra will never come. Nigeria has been killing us since 1966. That was why, in defense of the collective interests of our people, the late General Odumegwu Ojukwu, the people's general, I mustn't call him late because his spirit still lives. His spirit lives with us. He stood up against all odds. He stood up to fight against the enslavement of his people, against the wiping out of his race. And he called the Biafran people to a higher purpose. And with that zeal, and with that determination, and with every amount of commitment, stood against the world, stood against the world powers for good 30 months. At the end of that war, Biafran's loss militarily, but we did not all die. We were not all wiped out. And in the history of a people, here comes a time when we must stand up. The remaining children of our forefathers, the people who stood for us so that we may live. We are standing today to proclaim that there was that country called Biafra, that Biafra was in existence, and Biafra was for a people. And the people are still alive today. And it is our responsibility, our God's own giving right, to demand that we go back to our home, that we go back to our fatherland. The right to self-determination is a right recognized by the UN General Assembly, formally in 2007. The right to self-determination is a right recognized by the African Union, and incidentally passed and transposed into the national law of Nigeria. And by implication, the Nigerian government accepts the right to self-determination. But the question we are asking today is, why is Nigeria preventing Biafrans from going? Why are they killing us? Why are they killing us? Why are our people, the likes of Professor Ben Nwabueze, the likes of Senator Anyim Pius Anyim, the likes of our governors, the likes of our senators, and other prominent, in quote, Igbo leaders of thought, why are they bastardizing our land? Why are they being agents of destruction? Why are they bringing untold hardship upon our people in spite of what happened in the past? In spite of the killings, in spite of what these Hausa Fulani, the nomads, are doing against us, to wipe us out of extinction, to bring us into oblivion. Why are our people so bent on keeping us into Nigeria, inside Nigeria? Why must the Igbos, the governors, the elders, why must they continue to put us into untold hardship? The answer to this question is very difficult, but all we know is that the destination is Biafra. Destination is Biafra because with Biafra we will have our freedom. With Biafra, justice will be served. With Biafra, every Biafran will have his or her right to exercise whatever freedom he's entitled to exercise his or her right without fear or favor. Moving on from this news item, I want to remind listeners, I want to remind Biafran, some friends of Biafran from around the world who are listening, that they can get us from or at the following websites: www.radiobiafra.co or www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. You can also listen to this live broadcast via YouTube. You can call in via Skype if you want to make contribution. We do not have any advertised numbers today. The only channel through which we can contribute is through the Skype line of Radio Biafra. President Goodluck Jonathan has been supported in many quarters. Ebenezer Babatope, who is very, very common, very, very an active participant in almost all the governments in recent past in Nigeria, both military and civilian. He was a former Minister of Transportation. He has said that the North should wait until 2009 because Jonathan remains a tool in the hands of God to implement God's design for Nigeria. This support he is giving President Jonathan may not be unconnected with political psychophancy, political halotry, which the Yorubas and some Igbos are known for. For us Biafrans, we must continue to move ahead. Let us take this call. The caller on Skype, hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. Tell us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, my name is Joseph Obin. I'm calling from Denmark.
You're welcome to the program.
Okay. Thank you, my brother. Attracts my attention most is all about this natural conference that are talking about.
Yes.
Believe you me, for me, this natural conference they are talking about, they are just they want to use it just to entice us so that we forget about what we are pursuing, the Biafra we are pursuing, and now face Nigerian, this their Nigerian conference or sovereign or national conference. For me, if Jonathan will listen to a good advice of a patriotic people in that zoo they call Nigeria, he will now know that if he is not careful, that what happens to Agu Ironsi, the same thing will happen to him. If we dare forget about what we are pursuing and now start talking about natural conference or sovereign conference, for me, there's no reason at all we will forget about the Biafra we are talking about and go near that meeting of or any anything of that kind with Nigerian government. They just want to use that to distract us. You know?
Yes.
If you agree, like let's say that we now agree to them, and that's a national conference. Then after some time, there will be a queue. They kill the president, and now they say, oh, there is nothing like military again to take over. Oh, they will put entering government. You know, normally they use Yoruba people. They will put one Yoruba people as entering president. He will now rule. Maybe after 1 month, they will say they will have another election, and then they will now change. They will have election and then select a Hausa man and put it there, and we now come back to zero.
That is
not what we allow. We can't allow such thing to happen again. This dissenting that happened during Agu-Urensi, they say, oh, let's leave it one Nigeria, let's leave everything, let's come. After all, what happened? They disappointed us. Aburi meeting, what happened? They disappointed us. Now they are talking about natural conflict. No, for me personally, I can't accept that natural conference. What we are pursuing for is Biafra, and Biafra, no natural conference, but only Biafra. That's what we are pursuing for.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for that. It is very important that we'll explain to our people what this national conference is all about, because a lot of people will be deceived by that. A lot of people who do not read in between lines will be carried away by that so-called national conference. From legal perspective, from legal experts, expert legal opinion has it. They have it that national conference on its own is not and can never be binding on the government. National conference is never a binding kind of it will never come out with any binding decision on the government of the day. And so the government of the day, the presidency can decide to discard it. The presidency can decide to say that they are not going to implement whatever decision was reached. And then we are back to square one. And again, national conference means restructuring Nigeria for a better Nigeria. Restructuring Nigeria, if ever Nigeria is going to be restructured, for a better Nigeria. And that means that Biafrans will still remain within Nigeria, within that contraption called Nigeria. It is the continuation of the victimization of Biafran people. It is the continuation of the suffering of the Biafran people. It heralds a new era in the massacring and killing and maiming and wounding of Biafran economic interests, of Biafran people, both physically and psychologically. Finally, it means continued slavery in Nigeria. This is not what Biafrans want. It is too late for Nigeria. That is what we are saying. There was a time when this opportunity would have solved the present condition and difficulties we are facing today. Aburi Accord would have provided the much needed solution. In Aburi Accord, a number of perspectives, a number of demands were put on the table by the late People's General, General Odumegwu Ojukwu. And the other party was the Nigerian federal government, led by the criminal himself, the most unrepentant criminal, General Yakubu Gowon. And he reneged on that promise when they came back. And with that, every chance, every opportunity that would have brought peace, that would have brought tranquility, that would have brought every amount of equality, that would have provided the enabling environment for everybody to go about his business, including Biafrans, to conduct their affairs without fear or favor, was lost. That opportunity was lost. And we had to face the inevitable civil war. The civil war that led to the massacring of millions of people, millions of Biafrans, and for which Biafrans stood up to defend themselves against annihilation, to defend against genocide, genocidal audio of violence that were being meted on them by the Nigerian government. And that war ended in 1970. And Gowon came up with the 3 R's. The program of reconciliation, reintegration, and rehabilitation. But all these things are on paper. They were never implemented. It appears I have Chidera online. Chidera, are you with me?
Yes, Uche, I'm here.
Yeah, please, can you say hello to our listeners from around the globe?
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra, our esteemed listeners. Like I'd always say, good morning, good afternoon, good night to all of you wherever you are on the planet. And welcome to today's edition of the broadcast. And which I really thank you for the work you're doing in the absence of the director. And I have a few things to say concerning the news that was right today. My main interest is about the Nigerian students in Russia who protested about the grants. These are the things that could have been taken care of if we had Biafra, because I know that if Biafra comes, we're going to look after everyone. If our students go abroad to study, their grants and scholarships will be taken care of, just like it is here in America. When American students want to study abroad, they go to the study abroad offices and get everything that they need to travel abroad, and they don't get stranded in such countries. So these are the things that we need to consider and make sure that we are serious about this struggle. Also, concerning the national conference that Goodluck is talking about, just like you and every other person said, it's already late for them to talk about that, because Nigeria has already failed and there's nothing that can be done right now to redeem it. All we need is to go get Biafra. And I would also like to add something concerning the new Facebook group that was formed about Biafrans in the USA. There are a lot of people here complaining that they would like to organize. They would prefer to oversee the administration of that. They're not happy about people coming from Malaysia to be admin on a Facebook page meant for Biafrans in the United States. So that's something that we should consider changing. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Chidera. I want to... The last point you made is very, very important. The Facebook page, as far as I know, is for easy coordination and administrative convenience. We do not hide anything. We do not hide anything. We are Biafrans. There is nothing confidential in organizing ourselves. Facebook page or Facebook group is just, like I said, for administrative convenience and for reaching out. Nothing prevents the Biafrans in the United States from calling their own meeting just like every other country, every other Biafrans in different countries are doing. When they are going to have their meeting, of course, they are not going to have it on Facebook. Or are you going to have it on Facebook?
No.
You are going to leave the Facebook environment. You are going to organize a physical place, a physical environment where you can meet face to face, isn't it?
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
So what I understand the concern, but I can assure you that nobody is intruding in the affairs of Biafrans in the United States. The same goes to all Biafrans all over the world. So I think there is nothing to hide, to be honest. But if you have further concerns, I prefer you contact Carol Monde and Ikeji Kwenyagu. The coordinator you mentioned, people from Asia, Ikeji Kwenyagu is the coordinator of coordinators. He does not have anything to do with the internal affairs of Biafrans in the United States. The same way that the Biafrans in the United States do not have anything to do with the internal affairs of Biafrans in any of the Asian subcontinent. And the same thing goes to all other Biafrans in different countries around the world. I can say that the appointment of the coordinator of coordinators was based on merit, and it is not deliberate. It is just a natural appointment because Biafra needs to move forward. So I want to say that if any of you in the United States or any other country have any issues, any further issues and concerns, it is better we tackle it off the air. Thank you. Am I okay? I'm okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, yeah, thank you, Uche. Yeah, I'm pretty much okay with what you said. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right.
All right. Yes, we are continuing with the discussion of what the Nigerian government is trying to do with Biafrans. Like Chidera pointed out, the Nigerian students in Moscow, in Russia, were being starved of their bursary or grant. And she said, rightly so, that if it is Biafra, all these things are not going to come up. Of course, Biafra stands for equality, justice, and equity. We have Barrister Imam Mezu on the line. Barrister, good evening and welcome to the program. Could you please say hello to our listeners?
Thank you, Jimmy, for the man, the only Biafran Prime Minister, who stands for the truth, justice, and goodness for the people. Thank you. We also thank our people who are joining us today, and those who believe that we are the people, and we will stand for our own people. We are not into any mixture of anything. And because I had you discussing with Carol Monde, how are you? And thank you for doing all the things you've been doing for Biafrans. Okay, stop saying you're not married to a Biafran or you're not part of. You are a Biafran, Carol Monde yourself. But what I want to correct, Carol Monde, is this. We are not putting any representatives in any national conference, be it native, be it natural, be it in anything. We are not sending no representative to what Goodluck Jonathan has called upon. We are not part of it. What we are asking for is a separate Biafran nation. This is what we're after. Our agenda has nothing to do with what Jonathan is calling for. I have to thank our callers, I have to thank our people, that without Radio Biafra, all this national conference dialogue would not have taken place. You think that it's only few people listening to Radio Biafra? No. The Aso Rock listens to Radio Biafra. the entire house Fulani Olikagi listens to Radio Biafra. It's through us they are trying to shape their own policy decision. But at this time, it's too late for them. It's too late for all of them. We are clamoring, and that is what we are. When director says that the only issue we have on Radio Biafra is Biafra, that is it. We are not into any dialogue. We're not into any conference. We are not into any togetherness. Our business on Radio Biafra is we are looking for Biafra. We are justice, truth, honesty. It's prevailed. We do not want any other ideology, any other mix-up. We are not terrorists. Biafrans are not people who victimize others. It's quite a shame that our people joined the Nigerians into taking few crumbs off the table. But that is not what we are after. What we are after is that we want Biafra, a land that flows with milk and honey, a land that has been denied its right for a very long time. We are no longer, we are fed up. We've taken enough. And this point in time, we said enough is enough. Biafra, we are going straight to our homeland. We are scattered all over the place. People abuse us. Britain are deporting us. Ukraine, where to go? Anywhere where there is Biafra, they are hiding. When they have a country more beautiful than wherever we visit, more beautiful than wherever we go, more condoning than wherever we are, that is Biafra land. That is where everybody is supposed to be. We are fed up being ruled, governed by the House of Fulani, cattle yaras oligarchy. We are no longer interested in whatever they do. We are not going to rule them. We are not going to govern them. Therefore, enough of all this marriage. We are fed up with it. It's coming to an end. And I must tell you, listening to everything every day in AIT, in Nigerian news, even this morning, the world BBC News have acknowledged, because I'm a lover of news, whatever I do, first thing in the morning, Barrister Mamesu will go straight to the news to find out what is happening. Because I'm eager to go home. This is not my home. To receive insults where you are not in your own homeland. Anybody can tell you anything. Our people normally say, a dog who is not in his homeland can never make noise. When you're in your own homeland, you can talk. You will be fruitful. Nobody will challenge you because you're in your own homeland. The BBC World News have finally agreed that Nigeria is crumbling, demolition. Therefore, no matter how they paint it, no matter how they try to patch it up, it is gone. I listened to Ojukwu, or Dumebo Ojukwu, the Biafran soldier. The only man we can look upon say, Ojukwu, thank you. Thank you for realizing that your people are victimized. Thank you for using solely your father's wealth to organize and orchestrate what is happening since 1966. He says that there's nothing we can do. There's nothing we can do under the leadership of the Yorubas and the Northern House of Fulani oligarchy. There's nothing. We cannot flourish. The Biafrans are dying on a daily basis. But finally, the British government, who looked off, they are not looking in. They turn away from our grievances. They don't report anything that happens in Biafran land, except and only when it happens to their northerners. Then they will report it. They finally accepted that Nigeria can never sustain what is happening in the next few months. I'm urging all Biafrans, wherever you are, stand up straight. Hold your head high. You are going home. Nothing will stop us. Nothing will delay us anymore. We've had enough. We've suffered enough. We've been enough. At a point, some people will have to react. Our people normally say, when a millipede has been pushed around, the millipede will eventually bite. Millipede is not known to be biting anybody. Millipede is not known to fight anybody or eat anybody. But once you keep on pushing a millipede, it will turn around and bite you. This is the time. Thanks to Radio Biafra that we have brought the activation of people of Zoo thinking and talking about how they are organizing their national conference. We are not, let me repeat, whoever is listening, the Biafrans, friends of Biafrans, those who love Biafra, we are not into national conference. We are asking and forging ahead for our own nation. Biafra, that has existed, a place that flows with milk and honey. Please take note. We are not part of the national conference. National conference is a cop-out. It's the same people who represent, who take money from one another, who make Nigeria the way they are today. Nigeria is a failed country. Three people, three nations put under one because Lugard has a mission to take his own portion of what is in our country. He has expired. He has expired. Very soon, the documentation will be made open. My people, do not sit back. Do not lose hope. What belongs to I, not us. It's better to have your own. Then you give, rather than somebody taking your own and giving you. What an atrocity. How many years can we be in bondage? Some people, of course, in the zoo will be bribed so that their own family will study abroad. Their own family will be the only people enjoying when you come in a village. You see the son of Wafo, the daughter of Wafo in America. Why those who are with them are suffering? They all came from the same womb. They all came from this woman. But some people are not made more equal than the others. Why? Because they have Abraham as a godfather. It's supposed not to be so. Your proceeds is being used to give others for the sake of political correctness. Biafrans are afraid. They no longer know who they are. You see a Biafran. Are you a Biafran? He denies. He's a Nigerian. What has Nigeria offered you for the past 53 goddamn years? What have you benefited? Nothing is working there. You cannot go home and get any peace. Nothing. Go to the city. Go to your own village. Mosquitoes everywhere. Light comes intermittently. Water comes intermittently. Nothing is working. But when we are abroad, we are happy. We drink their water. And you know, let me tell you, Biafrans, we are losing. Because wherever you are contributing to the economy of that particular country where you are. Yeah, we pay poll tax. We pay this. We pay this. We pay everything here. It is not free. Upon that, police will harass you. See you on a steering, they want to know how you make your money. See you on a steering, they want to know the kind of car you're driving. Before you know it, they handcuff you and they put you in jail. You cannot suffer such in your own country. My people, rise up. Stop being stupid. Stop being laid back. Get up. Grab what is yours. What is in the entire zoo comes from your land. Is enough. You all of us go back home. Claim what is yours. Let the houses, the Arabs go on their own. Even the Arabs have accepted. We are not the same people. Why should those who are after them or those who are with them? They have deceived everybody. It's a shame. We should come home. We should realize what is us. Don't leave it for the Yorubas, for the Hausas, to carry on ruling you. you can never see an Igbo ambassador. You can never see an Abaibo ambassador. Neither would you see somebody from an Yoma or Lower Benue actually an ambassador. The natural take of that zoo is shared between the Yorubas and the Hausas. Yet, those who are eating from the new crops are happy. Shame on all of you who believe that you should carry on with one zoo. Let me stop so far. Thank you.
Thank you, Barista, for that intelligent and insensitive contribution. That was fantastic and that was educative, as always. Barista, thank you very much. We are reminding our listeners that this is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. I am your host today for this segment of the program. My name is Uchemefo from the studios of Radio Biafra here in London. And I was joined and still with Barrister Imam Mezu, the eminent barrister at law. If you see him, you will know what I'm talking about. We were also joined by Carol Monde and Chidera Akabo. We are saying and reporting today that the Nigerian government has set up a committee for a national conference. And we are repeating this because a lot of Biafrans might begin to think, that the national conference is for the good of Biafrans. It is not. In fact, Biafrans are not going to participate in that. Biafrans have nothing to do in the national conference. The destination for us is Biafra, and there is no going back. Anybody telling you that national conference holds the key for you is deceiving you. There is no going back, fellow Biafrans. Do not heed any advice from anybody. We are moving on. The destination is Biafra. There is no going back. We are reporting today again that the National Population Chairman, Chief Festus Odumegwu, is under threat. He's under threat because he spoke against the forging of population census. As a matter of fact, you must understand that the North was given undue advantage by the Lugard, Lord Lugard and his people. Lord Lugard and his people made it very possible for the northern part of Nigeria to have a population that is intimidating, more than any other part of the country put together. And it's very unfortunate that today they have used that number, advantage in number, to implement, to influence everything that is happening in Nigeria, to skim people out of power. The Northern Hausa Fulani oligarchy are doing whatever they could to make sure that the Biafrans continue to be slaves within that contraption called Nigeria. We must resist that. And that is why Radio Biafra is on air. That is why we continue to demonstrate the importance of the media. That without media, we can do nothing. Without media, there is nothing we can do.
Be your flow.
Yeah, so welcome back to the Radio Biafra live broadcast. We must apologize for this breaking transmission. We have been having some issues. We can confirm that we are under attack again via the internet. But just like the Biafrans we are, the brave hearts we are, we have been able to overcome that. And this is your host for today, Uchem F4, welcoming you back to the studios of Radio Biafra, London, here on our 2nd of October 2013 live broadcast. We welcome all Biafrans, friends of Biafrans, from across the world, wherever you are, all lovers of freedom, all of us of justice. We welcome you where you are. We welcome you to this program. We urge you to tell your friends and family, to tell all your acquaintances to join this program, to listen to this program. The only platform, the only indigenous media platform where the truth is laid bare. There is no other place you can get what Radio Biafra is dishing out to the listeners. Radio Biafra is not a social media in terms of the news and the analysis we give out. Radio Biafra is not Nigerian NTA. It is not Nigerian FM. It is a one-issue radio station and one directional radio station, which solely depends and concentrates on the quest for restoration of Biafra, on the quest for the restoration of God's own country on earth, the only paradise on earth, the restoration of a country that was a country that is going to be very soon, because Nigeria is collapsing. You can get us by visiting our website at www.radiobiafra.co or www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. You can also listen to this live broadcast via YouTube. We welcome you once again and urge you to contribute to this program. If you count yourself a brave Biafran, if you count yourself a lover of freedom and justice, this program is for you. But if you count yourself, if you don't like the truth, if you're against anything Biafra, if you don't want to hear the truth, we urge you not to tune in, because we will expose you. We will expose you in accordance with our mission statement. I am joined here again by the eminent barrister at law, Barrister Imam Mezu. Barrister, are you there? Barrister, are you there with me? Barrister Imam Mezu, are you there?
Yes, Uchem F4. Of course, you expect me to be there, because there's no way I'm going to let Uchem F4 down. The only Biafran Prime Minister. I'm here for you. I'm here for the Biafrans.
I must say, it's a form of compliment. But you know, people don't joke with this. I am not the Biafran Prime Minister.
Uchem F4, yes. Stop that. You are the only Biafran past prime minister. It doesn't matter. You cannot be prime minister in exile. Please don't stop excusing.
You know, barrister, in tradition with what we believe in, at Radio Biafra, we say it the way it is.
That's correct.
We don't claim what we are not.
That is true.
Avoidance of doubt.
Yes.
Our mission is to restore Biafra. If Biafra is restored, I will be happy.
Uchemefor, you are making it possible. And indeed, Biafra will be restored because without the help of Uchemefor, the only man who is on the engineering section, making sure that the voice of people are heard everywhere. Even me, without you fixing some peas and bulbs, I won't be able to talk to the majority of our people anywhere. You are doing great, and God knows. Even if nobody knows you, God knows that you are the best we have when it comes to engineering. Without you, Chemefor, there is no YouTube. Without you, there's no Radio Biafra. You are the engineer. And of course, Uchemefor, please don't interrupt me. And of course, Dr. Ekemba, and the host of all others, Wada Marachi, Steve Epa, Barrister Adolf Emeka Siri, our own director, who is on a mission, on unannounced mission. We leave you at that level.
Yes,
we don't want to share too much
information.
People like Carol Monday, people like Chidera Akabu, our newsreader all the way from the United States.
There are so many of them, barrister.
We have a combination of people making the Radio Biafra possible. Coming back to Uchemefor, you are hosting in the absence of Director Nnamdi Kanu.
That's correct.
Back to what we are saying, Uchemefor, there is no mixture. We are here solely for the restoration of Biafra. And Uchemefor, I tell you, we are making a lot of inroads. Do not think that what we instituted some years ago is not making an impact. It is making big impacts, I should put it that way. When we shout here, Asorok panics, AIT begins to read news. They are not never objective. They hear from Radio Biafra, they correct their errors. Because we're not here, we're not playing games, we're not here studying for the walls. We are here representing how it should be because we are here representing the truth. Honesty, integrity, and what are people supposed to know, which is you've been cheated for a very far too long a time for our people to realize that they are no longer and should not be slaves to any human beings. We pride ourselves for what we are. We pride ourselves, be it Anang, be it Yorobo, be it Shekiri, be it a Igbo, Lower Delta Benue, Akwa Ibom, Calabar, wherever you come, we pride ourselves to the highest. And now, for how many years we succumb for the House of Fulani, Katuriaras to be telling us how it should be, what it is, and the way it should be. When we have our integrity. I said yesterday, but sometimes the director says, hey, Hausa, Fulani, Katurians are clever, they're more intelligent than the Igbos. I refute that claim. Why? The British people are behind the Hausa, Fulani oligarchy. It's not the British people, because when you come worldwide, the British people are very clever. They are very intelligent. They have diplomacy. They have everything you can think of.
And barrister, can I remind you something? You know, one of our headlines here is talking about the National Population Commission chairman, who is under threat of being sacked. He is a Biafran. The only sin he committed was that He exposed the mystery. He exposed the secret of the Northern Hausa Fulani oligarchy, which was aided by the British. The magic in numbers, the numbers they used to mesmerize us, the rigged elections, the rigged census. You remember the 1952, I think, census, yeah, or 1962. There was a census in Nigeria where even Nama was counted, cattle were counted, chicken were counted. The North was given undue advantage in terms of.
Is it Chief Odumegwu you're talking about?
Yeah, Chief Odumegwu. Chief.
Thank you. Listen, Uchemefo, three months ago, we discussed about Chief Odumegwu. He should not be afraid of being sacked. He's a Biafran. A true Biafran, somebody who believes in the truth, Uche, somebody who believes in what we are preaching. Don't forget, he should have joined others. He could have joined them to say, after all, we are in it together. But he decided to abscond. He decided to say the truth, that they shared the money meant for those who are counting the census. They shared it. He did not partake. He was telling the truth, and the Hausas asking for his head. He should be sacked.
Yes.
Let him be sacked. He will be absorbed in Biafran institution. He is part of those who will make up Biafra. He is part of those who have seen the truth and seen the light that Biafra stands for one thing alone, truth. The
yes.
truth is what will save this Chief Odumegwu. Wherever you are, Chief, sir, Odumegwu, you are part of us. Do not mind whether they will take away your salary or sack you from your position. It doesn't matter. We will take you on. You are part of us. Because the Bible says, do not yoke with the unbelievers. Do not mix up with them. Do not because of how much they will give you. Unlike our other brothers and sisters who have decided to yoke with them for the crumbs. Somebody came to your land, a foreigner came to your land, took what belongs to you, and now giving you bits and pieces. I said this, Uchemefo, I repeat, those who believe in Nigeria should pack whatever they have, their house, their property, their children, their wives, everything they have, and change their names to either Adebola or Musa or Adeniyi. They should either go to the north or they should move into the Yoruba land. We don't need such people, because Biafra must stand. We've suffered quite a lot. Our people have been killed on a daily basis. People do not care, because it has never happened to you. We here in Britain, if we are not bothered, we will not be worried. Is anybody persecuting you? Is anybody after you? No. What we are doing here is to make sure that our people are safe. I'm here, nice, comfortable, and fine. But that is not all. Our people normally say, you cannot recover from sickness and your daughter or son dies. You have recovered. If we are happy here in this country and our people are being killed every day, are we happy? For those who do not have no conscience, me and my family, may God punish you who live in selfishness, who do not care about the entire Biafra people. You just want yourself alone. Send your children abroad. Are we not abroad? Yet, we are not comfortable. At the end of the day, the daughter, the son you send to abroad, we want to come home. Because there's no place like home. Whichever way you look at it, we are in exile. All of us, if Biafran land was allowed to flourish, we are not doing anything in this Britain. Biafran education was executive. Our currency was second to none. Why are we in Biafran land, where we are suffering and paying taxes and paying everything? Even sometimes the one you paid, you'll be asked to pay it again. If we make all these contributions in our land. What are we doing here? Developing other people's countries. It's about time we should just make a U-turn and head home. Every Biafra, wherever you are, be proud of who you are, because the country where you came from manufactures, produces. We are not fools. We are clever people. We are educated people. Let me tell you this, Biafrans, wherever you are, there was a census, a statistics carried out by Radio 4 here in Britain. Everybody knows about Channel 4 news. They carried out the census. They went to Nigeria, that's true, to check out those who are more intelligent, those who are the most educated people in that zoo. The Igbos came out singularly. The Biafrans were educated. We are clever. And this is why we are suffering the things, atrocities, meted onto us. And of course, this is why sometimes I like the British style, but in most cases I don't like their style because of double standards. What is good for the geese is also good for the gander. Live and let live. That is the Igbo mantra. Live and let live. I will not kill you, don't kill me. Let's carry on to flourish, because at the end of the day, we might benefit from one another. If I kill you, I do not have anybody to benefit from. This is why we are completely different from the Muslims, from their Allah. I said it many times. And now somehow we say, he said that our religion is a religion of peace. Fallacy. It's not true. Their religion is violent religion. Their God, Allah, likes blood on a daily basis. But Christianity, blood, believe in peace, honesty, truth, and the integrity of humankind. Uchemefa, I think I've said enough for now. Thank you.
Yeah, Barrister, thank you very much for that. That was fantastic. That was incisive. And without any iota of doubt, you hit the nail on the point. You hit the nail at the head. The thing is, you raised a number of important issues. You talked about disgracing Biafrans in different parts of the world. We talked about this yesterday, but it's also very important to stress it once more, that anything Nigeria is not going to benefit you. Nigeria is a liability. Nigeria has nothing for the Biafrans. It is humiliation upon humiliation. Remaining in Nigeria means eternal slavery. It means constant massacring, constant bombing, constant psychological and physical injuries by the Nigerian establishment on the Biafrans. If you're outside, wherever you are, you must defend your identity. You must defend where you come from. Biafra can save you from a lot of punishments that come with the name Nigeria. If you can stand up and defend your Biafranness and declare that you're Biafra, nobody is going to touch you. No government of this world is going to touch you. But if you say that you're a Nigerian, automatically you are suspected. Automatically you become a suspect. Automatically you will be linked with crimes. Automatically you will be subjugated and subjected to untold scrutiny and potential punishment, because Nigerians are known for their desperateness. They are very desperate in a very negative manner. Everything Nigeria is corrupt, and Nigeria corrupts anything that it comes in contact with. And the only savior, the only safeguard for you is to declare your Biafranness. If you declare your Biafranness, you will see that Biafra will save you. If you are not afraid of declaring for Biafra, if you are not afraid of Biafra, if you are not afraid of identifying with Biafra, Biafra will not hesitate to defend you and to protect you. Look at what they are doing to Nigerians, those who believe in Nigeria. Those who believe in one Nigeria. If you are traveling to any country and you come to any airport, Nigerians have a dedicated line, a dedicated queue. You have to queue up because you're a Nigerian, because you have a green passport. But if you are from any other country, you will be treated more leniently. And can you now tell me that the government of the world, the immigration authorities of different countries, are making mistake for suspecting Nigerians, for subjecting them to all sorts of scrutiny and suspicion? They are not stupid. They know what they are doing. Because the name Nigeria is a fraud right from the outset. There is nothing good that can come from Nigeria. Even if you are good, if you excel in your profession, what the countries of the world, the Western countries, will do is to find a way of making you to declare for their own citizenship. And they will take you forever. But anything bad, they dump back to Nigeria. The only solution for Biafrans is to recognize that they are Biafrans and to defend that position. And at the end, freedom is yours. Liberty is yours. Justice is yours. We are reporting today that even the owners of Nigeria, that even one Nigerians are also running away from the same country they once believed. They are running away because Nigeria is a disgrace to even their citizens. Mrs. Ankiel Briggs yesterday is a human rights activist and one of the leaders of the National Summit Group, says that there is nothing to celebrate at 53rd Nigeria's independence anniversary because the reason is that the amalgamation of northern and southern protectorates to create Nigeria was a mistake. She said that there is nothing to celebrate about Nigeria. In other words, she is regretting ever being in the contraption called Nigeria. She is regretting ever being associated with the name Nigeria. Nigeria is at a crossroad. Not because of any other thing, but because Nigeria is founded, the foundation of Nigeria is fraudulent. Nigeria is built on fraud. Nigeria is further reinforced and kept together by the blood of innocent Biafrans shed mercilessly on the streets of northern Nigeria. Nigeria is being kept together today because if you kill a Biafran, you'll be promoted. If you want to become popular, go and kill an Igbo man in the northern part of Nigeria and you'll be compensated. If you want to be recognized and be respected, go and burn down Igbo businesses, Igbo shops, Biafran shops, go and burn it down and you will be compensated. If you want to be anything in this world, as far as Nigeria is concerned, do not hesitate to antagonize the Biafrans, to fight against them, to maim them, to massacre them, to instill maximum injury on them, both physically and psychologically, and you become a hero. But God is not sleeping, because the blood of innocent Biafrans killed and massacred. The Biafrans killed since 1966 in Nigeria, and their souls are crying for vengeance. The Biafrans killed in different parts of the world because of Nigeria, because of their association with name Nigeria, because of their connection with the taboo called Nigeria, the zoo called Nigeria, are crying for vengeance. Because they were not given proper burial. Millions of them, those that died, that paid the ultimate price so that we may live, they are not, and they were not given any befitting burial. And it is not a tradition, it is against our tradition, it is against our way of life. And coupled with all this, with all the atrocities, with all the wickedness of Nigerian government and the Northern Hausa Fulani Oligarchy who are controlling the Nigerian government, because of all this, God is raising a new generation of Biafrans. And because of the cardinal principle, spiritual principle, that he who shed blood must pay for it, the blood of innocent Biafrans, the souls of innocent Biafrans wasted unnecessarily and unjustly, are crying for vengeance. Nigeria is imploding today, not because of anything, but mainly because Nigeria has murdered sleep. The trouble with Nigeria is more of spiritual. That even if we don't fight, these gallant men and women who gave their life for Biafrans, that they may live, that we may live, are tormenting, they are haunting Nigeria, and Nigeria will never be the same. And it is my prayer that Nigeria will never know peace. Nigeria will never move forward. Nigeria will continue to suffer calamity upon calamity until it collapses and dismembers. And ultimately lead to the emergence of Biafra, the restoration of God's own country in the world, the land of paradise, the land of eminent people in this part of the world. We must be afraid to associate with Nigeria, but we should be proud to identify with the name Biafra, because right from the outset, Biafrans are brave people, and there is no going back. Barrister, are you there with me? Are you still there? Barrister, are you there?
Uche, I'm here with you.
Yes, can you give us a perspective on this particular news item? Where a Nigerian, yes, is regretting about the amalgamation, Ankyo Briggs is her name. She is
It is obvious. Because if Uchemefo, let me put it the other way around. Let's say that you have a business with Barrister Imam Mizu, and this business is not fruitful. It's not producing anything. Every time you're at a loss. In fact, I'm the one victimizing you. Why won't you regret the particular agreement? Why won't you regret the contract which you and I signed? Because agreement is something to benefit between two individuals. So if I'm the only one benefiting and you are always at a loss, why would you sign for such contract? If it comes for renewal, this is why the whole host of the zoo are regretting. The houses always want everything for themselves. They are greedy. They are wicked. On top of it, they are killing our people. Yet, some of our people are not aware of this. Why? Because some of their uncles, their brothers, their cousins, their sisters, or even their aunties are benefiting from this zoo. Whenever you hear any Biafran say, let's stay together, Uchemefo, go deep down. That person, that particular individual saying it, has his hands been oiled. This is why people are regretting, because it has never benefited anybody. 53 years I was listening to AIT. What are you celebrating? Are you celebrating that you are producing what you're supposed to produce? The zoo, they have oil. Yet they are employing and importing the whole oil from abroad. They have refineries, they are not working. They cannot develop electricity. They don't have it. If you give people money to pay the pensioners, one individual will embezzle it. How many houses and Yorubas have we seen cut a Heathrow coming in with Nigerian money? Cash! Tomorrow we are told that the Igbos are greedy. The Igbos love money. Yes, of course. Call a dog a bad name and slay the dog. That's what we'll be suffering. And there are only few individuals like Emeka Nwoko, Professor Nwabueze. Those stupid ones, they'll be on their side. Anybody that would divide, you know those old people, anybody that would divide Nigeria, we will not allow it to happen. Sheer nonsense, absolute rubbish. Because only they cannot see beyond within them and their families. Any other person can go to hell. Is it the spirit of Biafrans? No. Uchemefo, you and I know that Biafrans stands for honesty, for integrity, and for the goodness of others. Do to me as you have me do unto others. That is what we stand for. Brotherhood. Care for your neighbor. Respect for the elders. Looking after those who are bereaved and those who are not capable. That's our spirit. But Lugard marched everybody together without checking. Our culture is not the same as the Hausa culture. The culture of the Biafra is not the same as the culture of the Yorubas. But we are managing, suffering and smiling. Fela used to sing songs in the 80s. I'm suffering, but I'm smiling. Uchemefo, if you're getting an incoming call, please let me to stop. So let's hear our caller's view.
Okay, Barrister. Thank you. Yeah, hang on.
I am hanging on, Uchemefo.
All
take
right,
their call.
Let us go to the Skype line and see if Carol is there. Carol, are you there with us?
Yes, hello, Ucha. I'm there. Yes, I was listening to everything that the barrister said and everything that's gone on tonight. And yes, it is. I gather, as also from the listeners, that the Sovereign National Conference, that they've been talking about this for years and years. I don't know how many years they've been going on, but it's only this year that they've conceded now. And you have to ask yourself why, you know, I believe that it's Radio Biafra and her listeners, because why else would they concede? They know that we're out there. They know that we're pushing for Biafra. They know we have the Council of Elders, our de facto government, waiting to step in, you know, and this is why Nigeria is conceded, because they know that we're raising the world's awareness. And I'm really going to say this, and I say this every time, I'm going to push those coordinators, because now is the time. This is the key time, you know. They've shown this with this national conference. This is the key time. We have to double our efforts. You know, Chidira spoke earlier about the fact that Malaysia coordinator of coordinators stepped in and raised the group Brafans in USA. But we did that because we're pushing the groups forward. You know, he's doing a formidable job there, and he's helping them, because obviously the USA is very slow, and it is run by Clifford Aranier, and he's doing an amazing job there. But obviously, there are a lot of people in the USA. Also, there's, you know, and there's other people that are coming in now, friends of Biafra, that want to help us. We really must encourage this, because you can see the signs in Nigeria. You can see, you know, they've conceded on this conference, all of these signs now, you know, to show that the work that we're doing is amazing, you know, and as a people, and it's breaking Nigeria, and we must continue and must strengthen our efforts, double our efforts. And I know we're tired, I know we've got jobs, I know we're busy, I'm busy, but we have to get on, and we have to do this, because we have very little time. You can say to yourself, you know, I give myself to 2015, I'm going to put everything I can into doing this, and we'll do it, because the world is seeing this for us. And on that note, Ucha, I'm going to say goodnight, because it is now 9:10, and it's been a very good broadcast, and I'll say goodnight to the world. Goodnight, Biafrans, and take care.
Thank you, Carol. We'll recognize your contribution to the restoration of Biafra. We remain indebted to you. The whole world recognize your efforts. You have been special to us, and we urge you not to relent.
No, that's okay, Richard. I know everybody says this, and it's amazing. The amount of love I get from Biafrans is incredible. I think that I'm the one that's honoured, really, because of the amount of love I'm getting back from such a wonderful people. But you know, please do it for yourselves. You know, there's no thank you. Let's just get Biafra, you know, so we can sit down and we can enjoy a soup in Biafra. That's all we want.
Yes,
to see Biafra come to stand.
I understand.
No thanks is necessary. But let's have everybody come up so we can thank lots of people. You know, there's coordinators in every country. They're the ones that should be thanked, because they're going to push the world governments to bring Biafra through.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you. Compliment is part of our tradition. It is what we are known for. If anybody does something good, we praise that person. If that person does something bad, we also tell that person in his or her face. You can bet, I can assure you, that if you are doing something bad for Biafrans, we will not hesitate to tell the whole world. But fortunately, you are very special to Biafra and Biafrans. And that is why we are publicly recognizing your effort, your immense contribution, your unparalleled resilience to the Biafra Restoration Project. Thank you very much, and God bless you and your family.
Thank you again, Ucha.
Let us see if Barrister is still there. Barrister Mezu, are you still there with us?
Yes, Ucha. As I said to you, you don't need to know if I'm here. I'm always here until the program is over. This is what I'm here for, to serving our people. As I said some few days ago, that I owe the duty of care to our people. That is what we need in Biafran land. Not trying to slash the whole money, slash it into my own pocket, and everybody can stop at anywhere of their own choosing. That is not Biafranness. The Biafranness is looking after your own brother, looking after those who are around you. Do you know what amazes me sometimes, Uchemefo? Why the zoo is not a place that should exist in the first place? The British people will make a law for another 10 years. But you know, if they see fit, they change the law within 2 years. Margaret Thatcher changed the law that allows the zoological people to come into this country and only to get their visa from the airport. That was changed in 1986. Anybody come from the zoo before 1986, you get your visa either at Heathrow, Gatwick, or any other Swabian airports. Margaret Thatcher changed it. 1986. She also changed that anybody coming from the zoo or anybody from the Commonwealth, they don't have to have that immunity to come and study in this country. You have to apply from your own country. If you succeed, then you'll be allowed. 100 years by Lugard was never changed by the zoological people who are ruling that zoo. If it's here, they can repeal the law, change it, or completely abandon it. This is British. The British people, as I said, the most cleverest people you can ever find in this world, especially English people. Tiny islands, but they can move mountains. Just like Cameron was talking this afternoon in their own conference, the Conservative conference, he was talking about Britishness. When he talks about Britishness, he's talking about Englishness. The people who can move mountains, they are not too much, but they can come to your country, impose their own laws, impose their own culture onto you, and you will abide by it. Because people in the zoo, we follow, we are followers. If you do good, they follow you. Do bad, they follow you. But which before, time has come when we don't need to follow anymore. We have our own initiatives. We have our own ideas. We have our own cultures, customs, and our own traditions. Why should we become followers when we can implement the things we know we can do better? Well, we can do things better than others, even in African countries. But because of this zoo, it overshadowed everybody in that zoo. The Yorubas have their own culture. Even the Hausas have their own culture. But yet, because they want to Islamize everybody, Uchemefor, we are now suffering. This is why I do not like, subscribe to the Hausa Fulani oligarchy. I don't like their system. You either become a Muslim or they kill you. Why must it be like that? Even God who created us gave us a choice according to the book of Corinthians. Even in the book of Joshua, Joshua 5:15, I and my family have chosen who to serve. It's up to you to serve the God of your own choice. But Muslims, the Islamic nation, you don't join Islamic, they will kill you.
Barrister, I must put you on hold. We are joined by one of our eminent barristers, the only Biafran attorney, Barrister Emeka Adolf Emeke Siri. Barrister, you're welcome to the program. Barrister Adolf Emeka is with us. Are you hearing us, Barrister? Barrister, are you with us? It appears he is not hearing us. We have to try again. Barrister Imam Mezu, are you still there?
Uchemefo, I'm always with you. Anytime what? Barrister Adolf Emeka's returns up, just put me on hold.
Yes, we are trying to see if we can get back at him as well. Go ahead. If it comes.
So, Utemefor, as I was saying, and as I was talking, our people, it's time for them to realize that they've been enslaved for a very long time, and they cannot be enslaved anymore. If you accept that your yam is a small yam.
Barrister, sorry, I must put you on hold.
Go ahead.
Barrister Emeka Esiri, Barrister Adolf Emeka Esiri, the Biafra attorney for everything Biafrans are in this world, the man who has made it possible for Biafrans to take Nigerian government to court, is here with us, and we honor him. We welcome him to the program. Barrister, you're welcome to the program. Barrister, are you hearing us? Barrister, are you hearing us? It appears we have problem with his connection. Barrister, can you try and call us back, please? Barrister Mezu, are you still there?
Uchemefo, I may have to carry on in the absence of Barrister Adolf Emeka Esiri.
Yes.
And anytime he shows up, please pause me. Let me ride on in what I'm talking about.
Get back at him.
The restoration of Biafra. We cannot hesitate. We cannot stall. We can no longer postpone our future. Our future has been ruined by the Hausa, Yoruba, Fulani, Ulitagi. This is the time we have to jump up, pick up the mantle, and sing our own song. Just like Radio Biafra is now singing the song of Biafrans. Days are gone when we accept the way they put things for us without analysis. I was listening to Ben Television sometime last week.
Hello, please.
Oh, for God's sake.
Barrister, are you there? Barrister, are you there? Barrister Mezu, are you there? Barrister, are you with us? It appears...
Before, there is a confusion, but I don't know you because you've got to hold. Am I through with you?
Yes, you are.
Right, because you put me on hold abruptly. So, obviously, I was almost talking rubbish. But, however, let's move ahead. So, what I'm saying, Uchemefor, please be very sure that Barrister Adolf Emeka Emeka Esiri is with you before you send me away. So that you don't...
Apologies.
Okay.
Barrister, we established connection with him, but it appears we're having problem hearing him. It's either the problem is from his end, because we have been using this line for quite some time now. Go ahead, Barrister.
Yes, Uchemefor, of course I've lost my train of thought, but let's move in a different direction. Because director is not around doesn't mean that our contributions for the sake of our transmission should be halted. Anybody... Sorry?
The transmitter, isn't it?
The transmitter. So anybody who has the money, the cash, support, morally, financially, otherwise, should please interject and tell us what he or she can make, what he or she can give, and what he or she can support. We are still trying to make up the things we are doing in order to bring our transmitter back to Biafran land. Because surely, we have to fulfill that particular obligation which is incumbent upon us. And there's no way we can shy away from it. This is one of the reasons that is taking us to Biafran land. To get our transmitter and then move on in order to restore Biafra land.
Yes.
Thanks, Uchemefor.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Without transmitter, we are nowhere. Without transmitter, we are not going to do anything. Transmitter is equivalent to the radio itself. Transmitter is what we will use to make sure that we restore Biafra in truth and honesty. There is no going back. The march is relentless. No obstacle on our way will be left uncrushed. We are going to crush everything. I am joined by Barrister Adolf Mekesiri. Barrister, you're welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother.
Yes, you're welcome. Yeah.
Yes, yes. It's a wonderful thing you are doing. We thank God for having brought us this far in the Biafran struggle. This is actually we sustain the struggle to the end and realize our objective. This is the very first time that we have come to this level of consciousness or awareness in the Biafran struggle. And I pray that every person will be level-headed and cooperative until we get to our final destination.
Yes.
You are doing wonderful things. All the members of the Radio Biafra crew, you are doing great work in mobilizing the Biafrans all over the world.
Thank you very much. And we cannot forget what you are doing, because without you, without your doggedness, without your dedication and steadfastness, we will not be where we are today. We acknowledge what you are doing, and the whole world, the whole entire Biafran community are very grateful to you.
We thank God, yes. It's a wonderful thing that this legal approach we have adopted. In fact, every person seems to be in love with this legal approach, including Nigerian government, you know.
Yes.
And including Nigerian government. Every person, of course, you know that the law regulates the affairs of human beings, affairs of men. So everybody, including Nigerian government, is happy that Biafrans are using the legal method, and there is no more killing on the street, except those who don't want to abide by the rule of law. Ever since we started, all indigenous people of Biafra who are under the umbrella, under the canopy of the human rights organization, Bilie Human Rights Initiative, which is a representative of the indigenous people of Biafra, all the people who are under the human rights organization are respected, very much respected, and I want to thank the Nigerian government and all the police officers who have deemed it wise enough to obey the rule of law. You know, it would have been a terrible thing if they violate our human rights. You know, it's going to be an international stigma on Nigeria.
Yes.
So, yes. So I thank them that they know the consequences, and that's why they obey the rule of law and allow the human rights activists. In fact, right now I can say that all genuine Biafra activists are under the human rights activism, and human rights activism is respected all over the world, because all we're asking for is our human rights.
Yes.
That's all. We want our right to exist as a people. Good. So any person who goes out of his way to commit crimes and do other things we did not send him to do, well, he's on his own.
Exactly.
But as long as every person is operating under the rule of law, there is no law against you. Nobody can harass you on the way. Nobody. And the Nigerian government has shown that example. Ever since we started, we put up our signboard, Office of Indigenous People of Biafra, at number 90 Wedra Road. There, before we mounted our signboard, we had to serve notice to the federal government, to SSS, to Inspector General of Police, and we informed them, we notified them that the Indigenous People of Biafra who are in court as represented by the Human Rights Organization, have opened their office at 90 Wedra Road, and we served them the notice. And they respected
and they
it.
And they obeyed the law.
Yes, they obeyed the law. So that's why I keep saying we must congratulate Nigerian government for at least obeying the law. We see, when somebody plays a good part, you congratulate him for the good part.
Yes, barrister, we must give thanks to Chukwu Abiam, because it is God that is leading Biafra this time around. And Nigerian government, Nigerian officials do not have power to resist Biafrans. That is how I want to see it. Because the spiritual controls the physical.
God, I agree with you.
God is doing marvelous work in the lives of Biafrans this time around. Because
I agree with
we recognize the truth, we are defending that truth, and God will never forsake us.
Anything, I agree with you.
Any weapon formed and fashioned against us must be crushed in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
That is what is happening now.
I agree with you. But you see, if now that we are moving by the rule of law, if any person now decides to go contrary to the rule of law and begins to commit crime in the name of Biafra activism,
yes,
the police will go after him, and we cannot protect him.
Yes.
That's exactly what I'm saying, so that nobody should take the laws into his hand and begin to do things that are unlawful. So as long as you are doing things that are right, nobody can accuse you. So, for instance, Christians, we are almost 99% of Biafrans are Christians. Fine. And clearly, the Lord has told us how to walk so that we'll be at peace with all men as much as possible. The Bible says, as much as lieth in you, be at peace with all men. So we can still get what we want without shedding blood.
But barrister, they have been killing us since 1966.
The question I
want to ask,
yes,
for us to give us an expert legal opinion,
yes,
is, do we have the right to self-defense, and under what circumstance do we exercise that right?
Yes, the right of self-defense is a fundamental right. You have right to life. If any person wants to take your life, you have right to defend yourself. Now, right to life is a fundamental right. It can only be infringed upon by the state if you are convicted of a criminal offense that requires hanging, death by hanging or by firing squad. So it's only in that circumstance that a state can take away your life. So if you commit a crime that is upon conviction, you will not face death penalty. The state will take your life. They will kill you for committing such a crime that upon conviction you are worthy of death, either by hanging or by firing squad. They will kill you. In that case, they have deprived you of your life by operation of the law, by the law, by the rule of law. So, but if your hands are clean, you have not committed any crime that requires punishment by death or so, but you are on your own and somebody wants to come and kill you, you have the right to defend yourself. And in defending yourself, if you happen to kill him in defense, then you are free. It's not every killing that is murder. It's not every killing that is murder. The killing can be by accident. It can be by self-defense. It can be by provocation. So it is a premeditated killing that is murder. A premeditated killing. Killing in cold blood. That is murder. The offense of murder, and the consequence is death by hanging or by firing squad. Well, some countries are now trying to outlaw the punishment by death sentence. Some countries are trying to outlaw death sentence. But in Nigeria, death sentence is still there in our books. So, Biafrans have the right to self-defense. And I've said it before. If somebody wants to kill Biafrans, Let Biafrans resist, defend themselves, and in the process of defending themselves, if they kill the opponent, they are free. It is the law. You know, it's like somebody's coming to cut off your neck, and you have two things. You have to do either of the two things. Either you give him your neck to cut off, or you resist him. And in resisting him, if eventually you overpower him and cut off his own neck, good. Because in that case, it is either you kill him or he kills you. So, you see, this issue is that people must understand that your resistance must be proportionate. But if somebody is coming to with a stick, somebody is coming to flog you, just flogging you, instead of flogging him back, you use machete and cut off his neck. You can see that the resistance is not proportionate. It is disproportionate. Somebody that is coming to attack you with ordinary stick to flog you, instead of taking the stick to flog him back, you take machete and cut off his neck. You can see that it's disproportionate. So resistance or defense must be proportionate. I hope you understand me.
I Good. Do understand,
so,
Barry.
So we must teach the Biafrans everywhere they are. Those people that say they're bombing them, Biafrans should also retaliate. But you see, look at the issue. I have to teach you the law. If you allow the temper to cool before you take action, then it is no longer self-defense. It's no longer provocation. For instance, somebody, you come into your house, and you see a thief maybe killing your children or raping your wife or doing one atrocity or the other. As a human being, at that moment, you will be angry. You will be angry and the temper will be very high. And anything you do at that moment is by provocation. But if you allow the temper to cool, maybe after a day, 2 days, you now take your machete and go to that man who abused your family. You now go to that man and cut off his neck. You see, you have committed murder. Do you understand?
Yes.
You have committed murder. But if you had done it at the heat of passion, at the heat of temper, that moment, fine, it is provocation. At worst, it gets you to manslaughter, but not murder. Yes. So Biafran should learn to defend themselves. Not when they kill you, you start crying. As they are killing you, kill them back. I have always told you.
That is what I personally believe in.
Yes, but yes. When I speak like this, some people say that you're a pastor. Why are you saying that? Because the Jesus said, if somebody slaps you on the right cheek, turn the left. Fine, that is perfect. What Jesus is saying is, don't be too quick. Don't be quick to anger. Don't be too quick to retaliate. Give the person a second chance. That's what Jesus is trying to teach us. You know, forbearance. There are some people, a little thing, they will just be provoked. A little thing, they will just rise up and flame up. Jesus said, calm down. If they slap you on the right cheek, give them a second chance. Allow them. But you see, a human being has limits of endurance. And that's why I interpret that things with strict interpretation. If they slap you on the right cheek, turn the left. If they slap you on the left, the two cheeks are finished. There's no more cheek remaining to be turned. If they slap you on the face, Jesus did not say turn your back. That is the time to face fire for fire. That is it.
Yes, exactly what I believe in.
Oh, good.
I believe in that.
That's good.
Biafrans have been killed. We are being killed. They have slapped us everywhere.
They are still slapping, and you are running away. You are turning your back.
Not even that they are slapping us. They are now cutting off our legs and hands. They are even taking our means of existence. And the worst is that Nigerian government is paying them to kill us.
No, you can't say Nigerian government is paying
Nigerian
them to kill.
Nigerian government is offering amnesty to Boko Haram.
No, hold on.
And
If you say Nigerian government is paying them to kill you, I don't agree with you. Nigerian government is not paying anybody to kill the Biafrans. But I know that there is a hatred which many people have against Biafrans. There is hatred which many people have against Biafrans. any little thing, any little riot, any little disagreement, they'll burn down the shops and the assets of Biafrans out of jealousy, hatred. That is that hatred. They hate us with passion, with perfect hatred. That is the kind of hatred people have against us. It is not the government giving them money to pay to kill us. No. But there is hatred that people have against us. And when you ask them why, they don't really know why they hate us, but they hate us. Ask them what we did to them. Nothing. Maybe because we progress. Maybe when they think that we will die, we are still alive. Who would have believed that after the Nigerian government, with the Northerners and Westerners confiscated all our properties and all our money, took away all our money and gave us 20 pounds each family, carried all our millions and left us as beggars. Who would have believed that within this time we will increase our wealth, will even multiply more than we had before the war? So imagine this kind of success. It will make people definitely to be jealous of us, and any little thing they will pounce on us and burn down our businesses. Obasanjo tried to make policies that could strangulate our businesses. Obasanjo, he made so many policies that could kill all our businesses in the East. Yes, he made such policies. Good. Maybe because of his background, he hates us. We still believe. I am one of those who believe that Obasanjo hates us very, very well. He hates us with affect hatred.
Yes. Not only him.
I know he hates us.
The entire Nigerians, especially from northern part of Nigeria, even those in authority, that the Nigerian government, especially under President Goodluck Jonathan, is powerless before them. We are better off in Biafra, where our property, where our lives will be better secured. And that is why Radio Biafra and Bile Human Rights Initiative are doing what they are doing. Barrister, I think it may be of interest for the Biafran people to have an update on our case. Is there any information, is there any advice to the Biafran people in that regard?
Yes, I called Owere yesterday and made inquiry. The judge that's handling our case, it has not yet started sitting. I know many people are worried about they feel that the case is being delayed, but I have told them that you cannot accuse Nigerian government, you cannot accuse the judge. You can only accuse them if the judge starts sitting and refuses to hear us, refuses to give us date. Good, but since he has not started sitting. I was told that the judges had a judges conference after the vacation, which I think they must have. The vacation has ended. The judges conference, I think it will end this week or something. So hopefully they will start sitting. The judge may start sitting by next week. Whenever he starts sitting, our lawyers on the ground, I have some assistant, the lawyers who are assisting me, who will go in and obtain a date for us. It's only when we go and the court refuses to give us a date or refuses to issue out our proceedings or our documents and so on, refuses to, then we can now say, yes, they have frustrated us. But right now, you cannot accuse Nigerian government of frustrating our case. It's not, you cannot, until you have evidence. So, yeah. What I'm saying is that every person should be patient. Hopefully by next week, when the judge resumes, I hope so, then we'll find out. If they now refuse to listen to us, then we have options. After all, the international law says for people looking for independence, they will file their case in the domestic jurisdiction like Nigeria. And if we don't receive justice, if we are denied justice, then we can go to international court. So there's nothing to worry about.
Thank you for that direction. Thank you for that advice to the Biafran people. Because just like you said, most of them are impatient. But just like you also have explained, we need to have that patience.
Yes.
We need to wear that patience as a cloth.
Exactly.
Because we have impatient people. It is in our blood. We will have to wait. Just in few days' time, by His grace, we will be able to get updates
on further
pursuance of our case with Nigeria at our High Court. Thank you very much, Barrister.
Thank you.
Hello, the caller on Skype. Hello.
Yeah, my brother. Good evening.
Yes, tell us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Daniel Chukwu. I'm calling from Italy.
Go ahead, Daniel.
This is what I've been expecting to hear, and that's why I call.
What were you expecting to hear?
Our judge day.
Your judge? Is your
lawyer? The judge day.
Okay. You mean the explanation given by the attorney for Biafra?
That was what I'd be expecting to hear from him.
Yes, and he has said it, he has explained it even perfectly well, more than expected.
Yes, it's true. I'm happy to hear from him. So I thought that I rejected the case file, sir.
You see, I mean, they have never rejected it. Like Barrister has always explained, the case was technically struck out, but it does not mean the end of it. Barrister explained months ago that there was an option for us to make an amendment and go back to court. Another option is to abandon the case. But in this particular circumstance, Biafrans did not abandon the case. The amendment has been made and the case refiled in the court. The court is in vacation, and when the judge resumes, just like you heard from the barrister, maybe next week, the case is likely to be called up and we'll have a date. So, like barrister admonished every Biafrans, let us have patience and see what comes out of it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Thank you. Yes, we have gone past almost 2.5 hours, but we are continuing. We are continuing until Barrister Emames joins us again, for I will want him to give us his closing remarks. But before then, let's take this call. Hello, the caller from Skype.
Yeah, Maze, good morning from here. I'm calling from Malaysia. UK Darius is my name.
Oh, the good people of Malaysia. The good people of Malaysia. What's your name?
UK Darius is my
name.
UK
Darius, welcome to the program.
Okay, I want to ask a question to our attorney, Emeka Adolf Esili. As we are about to mount our radio transmitter, do you think that we have the legal right to mount it without being attacked by Nigerian government? And if Nigerian government attacks us, what is our legal right to challenge them about that? Because I believe that it might not be that easy to mount such thing in the Nigerian side, in our Biafran side, without being, you know, enemy on ground, and many of them will not go down well with them. So I want to ask him, as our attorney, this is personal anyway, what would be our legal right if such a thing happens in the future? Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Unfortunately, Barrister is not here with us at the moment. But if he's listening, he may have to call back. But I also want to ask you some questions. Is it a crime that you are a Biafran?
No, it's not a crime.
It's not a crime. Is it a crime to have a radio station?
It's not a crime to have a radio
station. Is it a crime to ask for your freedom?
No, it's not a crime to. I know why I asked that question. I am a full-blown Biafra. I'm not just a half-bred Biafra. I know why I asked that question. I'm asking the question to help other people that sitting listen like I am doing, for them to know our right, if in case such a thing happen in the future. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
I'm a Biafra because we are the people that handle things here. I was there when Nandi came. I went for the donation and what have you. So I'm not afraid. We are just trying to build our hope and the hope of those, some people like us that listen. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Can I?
I know my... Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, can we go to... Let's go to the barrister, the eminent barrister at law, Barrister Imam Mez, maybe he will answer your question. Barrister, you're welcome back to the program. Barrister Mezu. Barrister Mezu, are you with us?
Yes, I thought you were talking to Barrister Emeka out of Emeka's TV.
No, Barrister Emeka has just left. I am confronted with a very potent question from a brother from Malaysia. He is asking a question, and I think that you are more qualified to answer that question.
Sure, go ahead.
The question borders on legal issues, legal rights, Biafrans, and that goes directly to the heart of the transmitter that Biafrans are trying to protest.
Okay.
He was asking a question of what is going to happen if the Nigerian government goes to destroy our transmitter. What legal rights do we have? What legal right do Biafrans have, both collectively and individually, if Nigerian government goes that way?
Thanks, Uchemefo. I got the question. Yeah, let me answer the brother who called in and forward that particular question. According to Nigerian law, Constitution 1999, Biafrans are supposed to exist as a particular indigenous tribe. And if the Constitution of 1999, according to the Nigerian, that's the zoological law, they do not have right to destroy what belongs to the indigenous people of Biafra. If they do that, they are violating our own rights, which, of course, in turn, we can also do the same for them, or to them, if you like. Therefore, they do not have that legitimate right to destroy what belongs to the indigenous people of Biafra. It's like destroying any vehicle named Biafra, because that's Biafran particular property. They do not have such right. They are not obligated to do anything to our transmitter, whereby accidentally they do that, they will pay us back, or we have the same right to do the same. Sorry, Chumefo. So, as I'm saying, that my brother should be optimistic that they have no right to do that. They shouldn't do it because we have rights to agitate for our own progress. And of course, they are not looking after us. Even more so, that they are killing our own people. We have no mouthpiece. We have nobody talking on behalf of Biafrans. Nobody to tell us what is being done in the north. Nobody is reporting about our people being killed. So if we have a mouthpiece that will tell us what is happening to our own people, the zoo have no right to touch our transmitter, because that's the only way we can know And we do know what happens to our own people in the northern part of that zoo. So, my brother, be rest assured, they cannot do such a thing, and they will not do it, because they are under the same law created by the military in the zoo. Thank you, Chimefo.
Thank you very much, Barrister. I don't know whether our brother is...
I'm still here.
Of course he is.
Are you satisfied with the answer that
Exactly. I believe not only me, I believe other Biafrans listening will be much interested to this question. And another thing I would like to know is this. Maze, are you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, another question I want to ask is this. I believe so many of us are civilized and educated at the same time. In Nigeria, I know there is what they call NBC, Nigeria Broadcasting Commission, or Corporation, whatever. I am meant to understand that before you can run anything like radio program or television program, you must obtain a certificate or a license from such organization. Have we, Biafrans, been able to secure such certificate?
I will answer that question directly.
Okay, sir. Thank
you. Not everything that will be discussed on air.
All right.
There are issues that border on confidential aspect of things, aspect of the struggle. So we are not at liberty to disclose anything at the moment.
All right. Thank you.
You understand.
For very, very well, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you for calling in.
All right. God bless you.
Thank you. Barrister, are you still there? I think we have run past our time. Barrister, are you there?
Yes, of course, as I say, always be rest assured that I'm here with you.
Yes, I think it's about time we come to the end of the program.
That's
our
correct.
People say,
of course,
obiali jewuna.
Of course.
Yes. So if you can give us your closing remark, we will appreciate that.
Thank you, Chemefo, thank you for anchoring this program. And, of course, for making the Biafran people to realize that they have the rights, they have their own God-given legitimate rights, to possess their own transmitter, and nobody will destroy it or touch it, because they don't have any such right to touch what belongs to another. It's the right, inalienable right, that's given to the Biafrans. And, of course, we have to wait very closely, because we know that our Biafra is coming very soon. Let me also take this opportunity, Chomefo, to thank those who were able to get through, because I know a lot of people have been trying. Since we have only one particular channel of receiving those who are calling in, and we thank the people who are able to get through, and those who are not able to get through because tomorrow is another day. We thank you immensely for contributing and, of course, supporting our program for today. Tomorrow is another day. We thank you, and we thank our friends, well-wishers, and those who have the interest of Biafra at heart. We thank Carol Monday, who is a Caucasian white English woman supporting the cause of Biafra. Director will put it, now she's even more Biafran than Biafra. I remember when the son, the father of David, went to a tour and met the wife of his late son. And, of course, let me cut the story short. David said to the woman, "You are even more righteous than myself. Carol Monday is more Biafra than Biafrans." Thank you very much, Uchemefo. And, of course, our sister in the United States of America, Chidera Akabo, who always give us the news effectively. May God bless all of you. May God bless Biafra. I wish all of you to have a very smooth, safe, and beautiful sleep. God protect all of you. Good night.
Good night, Barrister. Thank you very much. Thank you for that summary. Thank you for that closing remark. It is very straight to the point. And on this note, your sincerely, Uchemefo, is saying, Have a good night, and God bless you. And more importantly, and just like the director will always say, God bless Biafra. Good night, and God bless.
We have emerged triumphant.